Almost everyone in public speaking chuckles over Jerry Seinfeld's comment on the subject, "Public speaking is the biggest of social fears and sometimes surpasses snakes in even death." If this is the first time you've heard it, you're most likely new to the idea of speaking for dollars. You're wondering if it's for you. If you're shuddering and nodding your head at the idea of public speaking surpassing snakes in even death, you may surprise yourself and turn out to be one of the most confident, sought-after public speakers of the decade. And that is no joke. Why should you want to be a speaker? Speaking to groups builds confidence. Of those who have mastered it, a surprisingly large number report being previously shy or suffering from speech impediments. Perhaps not as badly as King George V, but even he learned to speak in public with the help of a good coach. At workshops and conferences, I used to be the guy with the fistful of brochures, poring over one and pretending to be totally absorbed in it, admitted a member of my local Toastmasters group. Now I can talk with anyone, anywhere, to large groups or one-on-one, and genuinely have a great time. And what's even better, I totally know the people I'm talking to or with have a great time too. In fact, shyness or fear of speaking in public is given as one of the main reasons people decide to overcome it, often with the encouragement of a therapist. As an entrepreneur, however, you should know that being able to speak in public can easily provide networking opportunities, an extra stream of income, a potent increase in your recognizability factor, project client or job opportunities, a source of promotion for your products, services, or you. Interview requests. Book contracts. In short, if you are a small business entrepreneur, online or off, the ability to speak to groups of people and to be comfortable with interviews is a must. The benefits of public speaking. 1. Builds permanent confidence. There are more intangible benefits to public speaking. As my Toastmaster friend pointed out, it does allow you to build confidence when thrust into the limelight. And who hasn't been thrust into the limelight on occasion? Unfortunately, in a business setting, an unexpected limelight encounter can make or break your reputation. Rise to the occasion and you're a hero. Scurry away, and not only will you disappoint those who are desperate, but you may not be even considered in the future for guest spots on panels or as a workshop presenter or keynote speaker. Oh, her? No, I don't think we should ask her. She's shy. Here's an account from an industry peer who found herself in exactly that spot. A few years ago, I attended an industry conference, which consisted of a weekend packed with workshops. At the 11th hour, one of the presenters was a no-show. I never did learn what happened to her. Not being part of the organizing body, I was there strictly as an audience member. However, three of the organizers knew me, and at break, I was asked if I could take over the missing presenter spot. I said yes, but frankly, even with a background in public speaking, I was shaking in my shoes. The audience was huge. It would be the largest group I ever spoke to. I wasn't prepared, although I knew my subject, and my name was no big draw, I thought, compared to the missing speaker. However, I was able to quickly put together a skeleton structure on a card, just points I needed to cover in order to make sure the subject was well represented. And I knew from experience the few seconds before you speak are easily the most nerve-wracking. I was given a generous introduction by my grateful hosts and a warm welcome by the audience. I was told by more than one person who knows me that it was the best presentation I ever gave in my life. 2. Leads to more opportunities. Continues the same industry peer. And 2 weeks later, I received an invitation to present a paid workshop on the subject at a private company whose marketing director had been at the workshop where I filled in. The more visible you are, the quicker you're thought of when people are casting about for a paid expert. Speaking of which. 3. Cements your expert status. People immediately assume that you've been asked to speak because you're one of the top movers in your field. The truth is, There may be people far more expert than you, but they are afraid of public speaking. 4. Increases your net worth. Been wondering how to justify raising your prices, not just to your clients, but to yourself? Get a few successful presentations under your belt, and you'll be amazed at how much better about yourself you'll feel. 5. Offers repurposing opportunities. Have someone record and transcribe your presentation. Make it part of your deal when agreeing to speak. You can use the MP3 or video file and accompanying transcript as a paid product, a valuable bonus for your list, a valuable tool for your affiliates, promotional content on your website. 6. Spread your message. If you want people to see you as the LinkedIn lady, specialize in giving presentations on LinkedIn. If you want people to instantly identify you as the spring bulb queen, give gardening talks and workshops. The point is, you, yourself, get to decide what you want to be known for, and then position yourself perfectly to share that message. And if it's a unique twist on traditional material, or a revolutionary new method of doing something, you instantly become known as the originator, and you're less likely to see someone else being hailed as the spring bulb queen 6 months down the road. 7. Make connections. How do people get on national TV shows? They start small, giving local workshops or interviews. How do people land assignments that pay thousands for top industry leaders? They're seen at conferences presenting talks on their specialized subject. The point being, those who sit at home can succeed, but they'll have to work 6 times harder and probably longer to achieve the same exposure and celebrity status. 8. Find top clients. And have they come to you? Top drawer clients who pay well don't generally hire unknowns to keep them in the spotlight. They want the best. And the best generally are in the public eye. And that doesn't mean playing hidden chronicles on Facebook. We're back to the old assumption of, if they invited her to speak, she must be the best. 9. Get paid to travel. If you love traveling, what better way to see other states and countries than to have someone else pay to fly you out? Pay for your hotel accommodation, and then pay for your time. 10. Easily pass and surpass your peers. Remember what we said earlier about the majority of your peers being too afraid to step into the limelight? This is truer than you might think. While they're still hesitating and reinforcing their own fear by muttering things like, "Rather her than me," or "I'd sooner put my hand in a blender than get up on that stage," you'll be rocketing past them to the top of your field. But relax. You won't get the top gigs right off the bat, and that's okay. You'll need to find your comfort zone, hone your speaking skills, and build your confidence first. Fortunately, these skills are concrete and transferable. They are the same for everyone, and as a result, easily learned and acquired. In fact, I'm going to tell you a secret. Anyone can speak in public. And that includes you. But I'm afraid of public speaking. But what if even the idea of speaking to a group makes your palms start to sweat, your heart hammer, and your throat suddenly turn dry? Once you've finished this report, you'll have all the tools you need to make sure that, even if that happens, you'll still deliver knockout professional and memorable performances.